Tantor Audio presents Freedom by S.A. Wolfe. Narrated by Cheryl Ray and Nelson Hobbs. 1. Dylan. What has changed the most for you in the last 5 months, Dylan?
I'm not getting laid.
That persistent question hangs in the air between us for a moment, while I look around the room, trying to sum up how I feel without sounding like a repetitive loser. I've been seeing Dr. Wang every week for months since I came out of the treatment facility, or the cuckoo's nest, as my friend Imogene finally refers to the place, where I went to deal with my bipolar disorder. I had met Dr. Wang before I went in the place, an emergency situation that warranted starting meds again, and then we'd picked up with regular sessions in January, when I had returned from my stay at the rehab joint. Rehabbing my brain is how I've seen it, and it has been interesting, and frustrating to say the least. There was no doubt that I had needed the intervention. I had driven one of our company delivery trucks off a bridge, and had no recollection of why I had been so distracted. I was banged up, yet not seriously injured. It had left me with scars on my head, but other than that, it had really been the sign I had needed to get professional help. I don't remember a lot of my erratic behavior prior to going to Massachusetts and checking into the Willow Haven Center. They always give these places goofy preschool names to make it sound like we are running around with butterfly nets and sipping lemonade all day. I wish it could have been that simple. But mostly the doctors and therapists wanted me to talk about my lifelong struggles and earliest memories of when things seemed to have gone wrong for me. It meant having to share the worst events, my mother's death, and my father's.